शलकुशपटैः कुण्डलैर्गण्डलूलैः सिद्धन्मुख्यकबररसनाग्रन्थयः कृष्णबद्धो गायन्त्यस्तं तडितीवता मेघचक्रे विरेजु। द कॉमन मीनिंग ऑफ दिस श्लोक इज द At that time, they began to dance by feet, keeping up their feet, moving up their hands in artistic way. सहस्य विलासम स्मित स्माइलिंग विथ विथ आई ब्राउज बंकिंग टेढ़ा
मूविंग
मूविंग कब्ज इन सो मेनी वेज And they were dancing in such a way that it seemed that the half of the upper body has no link with lower body. Doubled, they were doubled there. There what is called wealth pair what compound
trembling
trembling
waving
because they were dancing in so speed that this earrings were trembling, that this part of body was trembling, and with that the cloth of their was trembling, and their bells sometimes going here and there, but they have no time to care. It was waving in air here and there. The kabari, coming the chotis also unbinding, becoming unbinding. Flowers here were also falling, and it seems that it was they were falling on the lotus feet of Krishna. And by moving so swiftly, Shwet Bindu says, like pearls were coming. And for Krishna, it was a very fortunate time, but that he got a chance to poochna, remove by his pitambar to show his priti to gopis, affection to gopis. There, this Kanchi Granthi of their, what is called the, of gopis?
Lahanga.
Lahanga, you know? Lahanga. Lower vastra,
vastra.
And this is called chadar. Chadar means
chundari.
Lahanga and chundari. So they are waving in air. When they were dancing like this, very beautifully, and this sometimes here and there, that this became untied, and this also tightened, like this. Like this.
Not.
No. इसमें नहीं होगा. If this is खुल जाएगा.
Losing
not open. And then this will be हट जाएगा. It will go out. And it will be chance to fall. So it became untied. This also, this also. And it attracted Krishna so much. Here is telling Sukadeva Goswami that in two last slokas, Sukadeva Goswami has explained how Krishna was so much beautiful in the midst of gopis, and Krishna action by which all gopis were attracted. Now he is explaining. Not Krishna was being seen so beautiful. With Krishna, how gopis were looking so beautiful, and their actions were so beautiful and attractive. In these two or three slokas, he is explaining this. Each reciprocal, each other. Gopis are not less than Krishna. In Brahma Samhita, we have read one slok. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi tabhijya eva nija rupataya kalabhi. Rupataya means their rup. Rup means form. Was like Krishna. He was Satchidananda, they were also Satchidananda. In arts, in qualities, in everything, gopis are perfect like Krishna. If gopis are not there and Krishna is alone there, he is like Paramatma, Brahma or anything. But Krishna seems so beautiful. Topmost beautiful when he is among gopis. Otherwise Krishna is not so beautiful. By the gaze of all gopis, Krishna gaze when mixed and affected by their, not affected but resembles, what word?
His hue was influenced by
their beauty, rays of beauties. Aur thoda sa vilamb kar leti, it becomes double or so many times more beautiful. If gopis are not there, if any Brahmavadi is there and Krishna in his shape is there with flute also, he will have to keep the flute and he will be like Nirvishesh. In front of Sukhdev, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, he is so beautiful. If Brajendranandan is there, but he will be not like Brajendranandan. He will be like Narayan, and they will feel it. When he will be among friends, Sakha, not so beauty as with gopis. But will be the beauty will be the same, all quality will be same, but it will not manifest. Will not manifest. No? At that time he connect with Dhirlalit. Understand Dhirlalit? When Krishna showed his form to New Vrindavan, explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the Satyabhama, even old lady Padma, and some of the gopi, queens of Krishna, were so much attracted that they forget everything. And they run away towards Krishna to
embrace.
So everything is in Krishna, but not
manifesting.
He is with Yashoda, and all gathering mothers. His beauty is not less, but all the beauty which comes with gopis will not come. But seeing gopis, where not there are sajatiya only. Sajati, you know? Sajati means?
Same mood.
Same category.
Same category. Then only gopis are there. Lalita, Vishakha and all others are there. That Krishna most beautiful mode and everything will come. So here he wants to explain. He has explained only by some word, not by all. His whole mood could not come. And anyone cannot describe. Siddhaswami, Yugoswami and Krishnadasi, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that we are writing, explaining to some extent, but Rasik Vaishnava will test and realize what we have not explained here. But there is so many things to explain, but not explained here. So he has tried to explain Sukadeva Goswami, but could not explain. Only some words they have given. Padan Nyasai, how gopis have become so beautiful, what? Like Krishna. Padan Nyasai. Padan Nyasai. Meaning they are dancing on the Tal Swara. Tal Swara, you know? Dhiktan, Dhiktan, Tata. There are so many things. That described in Krishna Bhavanamrita or Govinda Lilamrita. Payadanyasai bhujibudhi tubhi Bhujabuddhi to be. Mane moving up their hands in artistic way, in dancing mood. But in the last slok, which we have read, it has been told that all gopis are standing in circle with folded hands with each other. So Sridhar Swami or all others are telling that they were joined so that Krishna may not go out of this. And he, as he has done, he went, now he should not go. That is why they were in circle and tightened with their hands. And up till their mood was out of control, they did it so. But when the mood becomes so sound, it crossed that thing and they began to do like this. No? So they broke that thing. Again, when they remind it, again they tighten. Like our Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We try to fix our mind on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But sometimes mind goes away from our control, moving here and there. And after some time, again we recall. Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like when the gopis are out of sense, they lift this thing, and when they are out, when they are in mood, then they take their hand so that Krishna may not go. And Krishna, being in the middle, up to when they have done like so, then Krishna keeping one hand here, one hand here, like this. Sometimes with one gopi, one Krishna, like this, they are dancing several moods. And here gopis are seen so much susubhe, mane sobhit ho rahe hain. They are seen in beautiful position. What? When Chandra is shining in Jamuna, when lot of flowers are there and they are seen moving, glaze is coming from Chandra, and there are so many beautiful flowers, then glaze becomes so sweet and so attractive. But it falls from the Marubhumi,
desert,
nothing. So here gopis are with Krishna, and lakhs gopis, each other, their beauties is going and coming, and also with Krishna going and coming. So they become so attractive. Viju vidhuti bhi sasmitai bhubilasai sasmitai Sasmitai, they were smiling, but not only smiling, bhuvilasai. So many kinds of postures of eyes and this bro. Eyebrow. So many postures. Last time I have told you, like this, so many postures. Bhu vilasai. Also bhujabhidhuti bhi. Here bhujabhidhuti. Krishna is also dancing with them, with moving his hands. Gopis also, and this thing was going on in dancing and singing both at a time, and both mixing like this. There is a song like this. Khulta bajaye tathai thai nak dhinna. There is a tune, tathai thai nak dhinna. Krishna is telling to gopis, ta, keeping his hand on the breast of gopis, ta, thei, this feet is also going on, like doing so. And when it ends, ta thei, nak dhinna, on the next breast. And this foot is moving so swiftly like this. Gopis are answering in the same time. Na means no. Like this, not towards Krishna. You can go there, not here. So nana, so many postures they are doing in singing, by this. So their dance and everything becomes so, as a rasa. And that is why it was called rasa. Bhruvilasai means so many kinds of meaning. Bhruvilasai, padavilasai, hastavilasai. There are kya chahiye akbar bhuke asle ikoli sune ki korbo ja bahare boso sab pare bas pore asle ja esa boli sunte na amar jabe na. Bhuvilasai, so many kinds of posture of this, having so many deep rasa in them. Bhajan Madhyai means it seemed that they were doubled and broken from here, their kamar means twisted.
Weight.
Where?
This is the weight. Where
weight.
It bends. The part of the body which bends is called.
What is called this?
Weight.
What is this spelling?
W-A-I-S-T.
It means middle portion of body.
Waist. Chalakucha Patai emphasized that dancing and dancing swiftly, then their all clothes were moving in air. Kuchipatai. What meant this? Covered for covering their breasts. But now in dancing, moving here and there. And Kundalai Gandalulai, their earrings were dancing also, looking so beautiful. Swiddhan Mukhya. Swiddhan Mukhya, they became tired, but they did not felt it because they were having touch with Krishna and they were so much happy, in happy mood. But Seth came. So Krishna sweetly began to put off. Put off? Kabara rasana granthaya. Kabar rasana. Kabar means this choti. What?
Braid.
Braid. Braid. B-R-A-I-D. Braid. Like?
Rope.
And doing so in one or two up to this west, that they have to dance, so they have tightened it here in round. Tightened. And this also so tight that it may not fall. So both were tightened. So both meaning kabararasana granthayaha, they were so much tightened that in dancing they were not moving, they were fixed there, so that this can fly in round. And but rasana agranthayaha, two meaning. Rasana granthaya, one meaning very tightened, and rasana agranthayaha, they became loose both. So Krishna by his hands tightened his heart, and in tightened so moved that they became all so pleased. Here also, flowers here, when it was opened, then the choti came to here, and it was as a nagini, black snakey. It began to move in air. As if they will cut Krishna. Rasna granthaya. Krishna baddho. Here Jiva Goswami has told that Sukadeva Goswami knowingly he has written Krishna baddho, especially to denote that they were Krishna was husband of all gopis, and they were wives of Krishna. And everywhere he has tried to write like this, that gopis were not wife of any other gop, only the wife of Krishna. But by Yogamaya, it appears that there Krishna is not husband of all gopis. But Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Krishna Baddho, they were the wives of Krishna. He has quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam and all other epics that they were always Krishna Shakti, Ladini Shakti. So they may not be in any case wife of any other guru. And he has tried to prove it. And he has given example of so many slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that here Krishna Baddho means not wife of Krishna. If it is the meaning Krishna Baddho, then anyhow, in any case, they will not be more qualified than queens of Dwarka. No? So here, Baddho means three meanings he has given. Jaya, Istri, Putra Baddho. Baddho means. Putra Baddho means wife of son's wife. Is also called Baddho. Putra Baddho. No? Son's wife. And Baddho means Jaya, who gets children by any husband, then it is Jaya, then it is wife. And also general istri word.
Women. For women.
For women, not only for wives. He has told Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has explained this by so many words. Pati sutanvaya bhratravam divan. Pati bilanghate. Leaving all their husband, gopis went to Krishna. So here, if we take this meaning, then all goes in vain. Srimad Bhagavatam becomes ruined. Not only here, everywhere it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, far, far here. It is not only in sadhak or sadhak bhav or in this world's Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is called kya?
Drishyaman Prakash.
Drishyaman Prakash. Prakat Prakash. Both. Aprakat Prakash is in Golok Vrindavan. He is telling that there only wife of Krishna. In this Leela it seems that they are wives of all other gopis, but really it is the action of Maya, Yoga Maya, that it seems, but actually they are not. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that here and there both, they are Parkiya Bhav. Here Sukadeva Goswami has told in so many ways, in so many words. He has quoted, I am not remembering all these words, but he has shown, especially in Ujjwal Nilmani, in one slok Tika, he has given about 20 proofs of Srimad Bhagavata and other books. Authentic books. In Raghavatmya Chandrika, I have quoted all these things and given in Hindi. So he is telling that Krishna Baddho here, only Naika, Premi, lover, not wife here. If there were husband and wife, then Ras could not be done there. Ras is not done by wife. Krishna has so many wives in Dwarka, but he has not done a single day ras. So ras cannot be there. It has been also told in Srimad Bhagavatam, when ras after a Brahma night was ended, Krishna told them to go to their homes. And they returned to their husbands and they did not done any envy to them, their husbands, because they were seeing that their wives were with them. So, the mood of Sukadeva Goswami is to explain the gopis not wives. So, Badhva means Krishna Premika only there. Gayanta tarita evata mega chakru vireju. Tarit mane vidyut. What?
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Thundering bolt. Tarit evata mega chakre vireju. Mega chakra means Krishna when dancing. That is called Medha Chakra. So gopis were Direju. There is so much flashing. Kya Direju?
Shining.
In a Medha Chakra. And Krishna was shining in golden. Golden mala. Here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given example of any in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prakritim agaman kila jasya gopa badbho. That Ji Goswami has told it not by his own will, but he has written it for unqualified persons only. Because if Ji Goswami is right, and he is telling like so, very gravely, deeply, then the words of Srimad in Bhagavatam of Bhishma Dev will be in vain. Because when they were dancing in Ras, Bhishma Dev is telling, then Gopa Badhvaha, here Gopa Badhvaha, if they were the husband of gopis, their wives of Krishna, why he had told Gopa Badhvaha? Gopa Badhvaha means here the wives of another gopis, not Krishna Badhvaha. So there is a difference between Gopa Badhvaha and Krishna Badhvaha. But there is no virodh. Both are same. Krishna Badhvaha means Krishna Premika. And Gopa Badhva, Krishna Premika, but Badhu of Krishna, or another Gopis. So Badhu word is not used only for wives. So he is telling that anyone should try to realize the meaning of Vaishnava Tosani or Jiva Goswami's bhajan. He is telling only for unqualified person, not for qualified person. class today. ठीक आ जाइएगा अभी जाऊंगा डे आफ्टर टुमारो बिटवीन गैपिंग टू डेज How many days you are here in India?
Until November 7th.
So November 7th?
2 weeks.
Very near us.
Yeah.
Today is?
Saturday.
Saturday. When you want to come?
Monday.
Oh. I will also sing my health also.
One devotee, he described his emotion as garishta, garishta. You understand? G-A-R-I. Now, my understanding is that means one who his emotions are not shown. That term means one whose his emotions are not very easily seen. So I want to know, how does that refer to someone who's advanced? Because in the English translation, it comes under a category which says hard heart. The heart
hard.
Is hard. But it's referred to as an advanced devotee. Do you remember that letter?
In the letter.
He asked you one question.
Satyutmarg,
he wrote to you. And then you dictated letters to me. And there was one term, this is about 6 months ago. Which I couldn't understand.
Garista.
Garista.
In what subject I have written?
It was about Advaitacharya and the the poem that Advaitacharya wrote.
Oh, Aul Kohila.
Yes.
Kohila Bahul.
And so you were describing background to that and saying that Advaitacharya himself, he was that?
And he had that bhav, Garista, his ecstasy. It is under the category like this, Garista.
When he has told you, said, Garista had written that word?
They typed it wrong, they typed it Grihastha.
did not know
the word, so he's. I got the word wrong, but Dhanadhar Maharaj has thought about it and saying, actually, the word must be not Grihastha, but something else. And so
Garista. But I didn't further listen.
Listen to the letter.
But I want to tell that.
You're describing the ecstasy is very high and
that covering any mood, telling other thing, but mood is to tell other thing. Our hitta
hidden. Concealed.
Concealed, hidden. Advaita Charya has brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had decided that he should come to this world and to taste Radha Bhava. Secondly, to give that Gopi Bhava, Manjari Bhava. Dasi Bhava.
to qualified person. Thirdly, secondly, first Radhaya Pranay Manda. Secondly, Anapis Charing Kira. These are prominent. Prominent first is Radha Bhav Aswadan. And to give Anapis Charing Kira is second. And two, not so important, but important. Kali Dharma Prachar, means Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan, to preach Yuga Dharma. But he has not decided that when he should come. In the end of Kali, beginning of Kali, or in the middle of Kali, when he has to come. But he was thinking, but not seriously, he will come, he should come, but when he will come, he has not decided. But in the meantime, Advaita Acharya, taking Tulsi, both sides, very soft, and in middle, soft manjari, giving to Krishna lotus feet at the Salyapram, thinking that he is Krishna. And Haribol, Haribol he was doing. If he will not come, I will destroy whole world. Yes, sir. So having heard this, the voice of Advaita Acharya, it came meant to into beyond the वो क्या है
सर्जन
अरे वो की नदी बिरजा नदी
बिरजा
बिरजा